Recycle Utah director Insa Reapin visited our studios last week. Reapin said Friday marked the start of their recycling program for ski equipment and paraphernalia.
We invite you to bring your skis, your poles, your boots, your helmets. Please get rid of those helmets that have had accidents, your snowboard boots, and they will all be recycled. So this is the equipment that was not good enough for the ski swab. This
right.
is the equipment that simply is so shredded that it needs to go away. And we have a place locally here in town to bring it to any day of the week.
The group's outreach coordinator, Tori Soule, also introduced their new reusable bag decorated with iconic Park City figures.
It's organic cotton, made in the U.S. and machine washable. And on the bag is a local artist recycling design depicting Park City lifestyle.
It's nice. That's very Park City.
Yeah. So we have the fishermen, the bikes, the barns, the skiers, and we also have the historic mining tower. It really is a wonderful design, and they're available at Recycle Utah.
Meanwhile, they encouraged residents to keep up their curbside recycling. Reapin said that service cannot accept glass, but glass can still be dropped off at Recycle Utah.
We accept all four colors, including blue, and we get them recycled, each and every little bit of it, as are most of the other haulers locally that accept glass. Some of them do, some of them don't. It cannot be part, and listen up, everybody, it cannot be part of a curbside system, because the curbside system means that everything you put into your bin, and hopefully it only is metal cans, paper products, and all types of plastic, nothing else, no leaves, no dead animals, no nothing, no food. And if it ends up in there, it is being compacted within the truck that picks it up. Then it is being sorted at a facility, either in Salt Lake or elsewhere.
And so the glass gets mixed in.
Yeah, and it devalues everything else, including the plastic, but especially the paper.
Reapin said there are a number of different uses for the glass.
And all of our blue glass that we keep separate is being turned into terrazzo tiles or countertops. It is not feasible for brown glass ever to do that. It's a totally different material. So brown glass is most likely used to a lesser extent for fiberglass insulation. That's more the clear and green. But there is a market for it, and we have a terrific organization in Salt Lake, Momentum Recycling, and they do a very nice job serving the fiberglass market and other markets as well.
In Sarepin and Tori Soule from Recycle Utah. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.